You're listening to Snowbound in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas. We are on the line with Rosie Brennan off a historic weekend. Lillehammer, I cannot wait to hear about all the racing that you did this past weekend. You're currently in Switzerland. You are such a world traveler. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's sometimes I forget which country I'm in.
So the women's team, you podiumed in the relay. Tell us all about it. That just, it's amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a really amazing day. The day before, I didn't have as good of a race as I'd hoped, and so I wasn't even sure if I would be part of the relay or not. So I was really excited to learn later that night that I would, in fact, be part of the relay. I was the scramble leg, which is leg one. And it's a 4x5 kilometer relay. The first two legs are classic and the second two legs are skate. So I was on the classic leg. Classic is my preferred style. So I was very happy about that too. It got really warm on Saturday and froze really hard overnight. And so when we got to the venue Sunday morning, the course had turned into essentially an ice rink, which is not my favorite condition, and it was quite scary because they have some very fast downhills in Lillehammer. So I did my best to stay composed and hold myself together, find skis that would work and not think about it too much. But it was pretty scary for me. So in a 5K is pretty short, so you're moving pretty fast and you don't really want to waste any seconds that you don't have to. So when I started out, I felt very good climbing, so I decided to make the most of the climbs and just kind of survive the downhills. I was climbing with the lead group and then got caught by the chase group in the downhill section and remained in the chase group for the rest of the time. And when I tagged off to my next teammate, I wasn't sure if what I had done was enough and was a little disappointed that I hadn't been able to kind of conquer more of my fears over the course of the race. But as my teammates set out, I quickly realized that my teammates were having really great days themselves. And so I kind of thought, well, maybe we can pass a few more teams and this will be a decent day. And as each teammate went and just kept passing like a team here and another team there, and suddenly the three of us that had already gone were sitting there watching our anchor leg going, oh my gosh, I think we might actually get on podium out of this. And our anchor leg was just amazingly strong and skied so well and passed third place at the top of the big uphill, just came flying into the downhill and then just flew into the stadium and ended up, you know, beating third place by just a few seconds. And so it was really exciting to have gone from, well, I don't know how this is going to go to, oh my gosh, this is one of the best days we've ever had. So it was a pretty neat experience for me and something I have dreamed about for a while.
I love relay racing, but there's always that overriding feeling of, I don't want to be the weakest person on the team. I don't want to be the person who blows the race. What's going through your head as you were standing on the starting line, just thinking about what was coming up?
Well, honestly, I was concerned more just about the conditions and making it through the race and not losing too much time surviving the downhills. And so I just was, you know, trying, I mean, once the gun went off, I just decided to focus on the things that I knew I was good at, which was the climbs, and just hope for the best on the rest of the sections. So.
Now that I know last time we talked a lot about the job that the techs have to do. This sounds like it must have been almost a nightmare for them to go from warm conditions on one day to ice the next.
Well, ice isn't too tricky to wax for. It was pretty stable. It's not like it was breaking down or melting. It was just ice. So the trickiest part with ice is making sure that you have enough kick, but not so much that when you leave the tracks to, say, go around a corner or something, that that coarse, icy snow will grab the bottom of your ski. And then the other fear is, of course, that when you do have to scrub speed around a corner, you don't want all the wax from the bottom of your ski to rip off by that coarse and abrasive snow. But for the most part, waxing for ice conditions is fairly stable. So we had very good skis, both the classic skis and the skate skis. All my teammates had were good. So the wax staff did a great job with the conditions.
Now, I want to get back to talking about the relay, but let's talk about the weekend as a whole. What all did you do Friday and Saturday?
So we raced on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday was a skiathlon. It was 15 kilometers. The first 7.5K were classic, and then we switched in the middle of the race to skate for the second 7.5K. And being a stronger classic skier, it's always been a mentally tough race for me because you go from your better technique to your worst technique. And so you kind of just anticipate people passing you in the skate technique. And that's a hard mental hurdle to overcome. I dropped a few places in the skate, but it was more equal than I have been in the past. So I guess that was one positive out of the race. But I was just a little slower than I had hoped in terms of my overall speed and place.
And how were you doing in the classic part of that?
I think my classic leg was like the 33rd fastest, and then I dropped to 37th overall by the end of the skate. So they were fairly equal, but I had hoped to I was hoping to be a little higher than that.
And so you were surprised that evening when you got named to the relay team?
I was a little surprised. There were some of my teammates had really great races on Saturday, so I wasn't sure how that would pan out. But we have a lot of really strong skaters on the team, and so the skate legs for the relay, I guess, are more competitive. As a team, classic is kind of where we've been lacking a little bit in the past few years, and so I guess I'm lucky that way. The classic is my stronger strength. Stronger style. So I thought I still had a chance because of that, but it was really a huge relief to know for sure that the coaches still believed in my classic skiing and thought I was the next best option.
What's your favorite leg in a relay?
This is only the second relay I've done with the national team. And the first relay I did was last year at World Championships, and I did the second leg. And then I did the first leg this past weekend. And I don't really have a preference, but I think for the way our team worked, I think having me in the first leg was a better choice this time around. So I'm hoping to stay in that position.
Now, do you have more of those coming up in the very near future?
Our next relay is in Nové Mesto, Czech Republic, and that is in, the end of January.
And I can only imagine that you're really hoping to make that team. That just had to be so much fun for you.
Yes, absolutely. It's definitely something that I try kind of almost prioritize when I'm looking at the race schedule. The relays are really fun, and it's such a affirmation of our team strength to be able to get a podium in a relay. It only takes one weak leg to fall, far down the results list of a relay. And so to be able to put together four strong legs, I think speaks a lot for the strength of our women's team and the program that has been building over the last few years. So it's something that we're all excited to share and write home about and, spread all the excitement we can about it.
So you're through three events. You've done more racing than that this season, but you know what I mean. What's the mood of the women's Nordic team?
It's pretty good. I think all of us are kind of moving into our groove a little bit, and we had some really strong results last weekend as a team. So I think people are starting to find their race fitness a little bit. And this coming weekend is a double skate weekend. We have a 15K skate on Saturday and a skate sprint on Sunday. So I would expect some more really strong results from our team with a lot of really strong skaters in the group.
And then what is the schedule throughout the rest of December?
So we have races this weekend, races next weekend, and then we get about a 10-day break for Christmas.
Oh, you do.
And then racing commences on, I believe, January 2nd, and that's the Tour de Ski. So that's a tour-style format where we race 9 days in a row throughout Central Europe.
And when do we have the opportunity to see you back in the U.S.?
Not for a few months at least.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
I'll be spending Christmas over here with my mom and my brother are coming over to spend, that was my Christmas present, they're coming over to spend Christmas with me, so I'm pretty excited for that. This is actually my first Christmas away from home, so I'm glad that they can come and join me.
Rosie, we look forward to checking in with you following the upcoming races and wish you all the best, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Snowbound with Rosie Brennan, Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.